The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's readings are from Epictetus's The Enchiridion, the handbook, chapters 4 and 11, which I'm pairing together in order to tell you the saga of the resurrected t-shirt. So in chapter 4, Epictetus says, "When you are about to undertake some task, remind yourself what sort of business it is. If you are going out to bathe, bring to mind what happens at the baths. There will be those who splash you, those who will jostle you, some will be abusive to you, and others will steal from you. And thus you will undertake the affair more securely if you say to yourself from the start, 'I wish to take a bath, but also to keep my moral character in accordance with nature.' Do likewise with every undertaking. For thus, if anything should happen that interferes with your bathing, be ready to say, 'Oh well, it was not only this that I wanted, but also to keep my moral character in accordance with nature. And I cannot do that if I am irritated by things that happen.'" So the idea there, basically, before we go on to the next reading, is when you, oftentimes when you set out to do something, you only think about the aspects of it that are in line with your goals, in line with your desires, and you forget what else is entailed. So first of all, don't be surprised about that stuff. Think about it ahead of time. When you go to take a bath at the bathhouse, as they did back then these things can happen, you know, where you get your stuff stolen or people will jostle you. And if you somehow think that you can get the bath without exposing yourself to those, costs, those downsides, so then you're fooling yourself. You know, you can't do that. It's like saying, at certain times of the day, I will drive somewhere and I don't want to be stuck in traffic, or I will not be stuck in traffic. Well, if it's rush hour, you know, then you can't have your cake and eat it too, you know. But secondly, not only should you be aware that these things are part of the reality and it's a package deal, you know, bathing and having your stuff stolen from you at the bathhouse, but realize that there is something more important than taking the bath, which is keeping your moral character in accordance with nature, meaning not being bothered by things that happen outside of your control, or accepting those things that you expose yourself to, knowing that this is a cost of the endeavor, right? So, okay, that's number 4. 11, chapter 11 says, "Never say of anything, 'I have lost it,' but rather, 'I have given it back.' Has your child died? It has been given back. Has your wife died? She has been given back. Has your land been taken from you? Well, that too has been given back. But the one who took it from me is a bad man. What concern is it of yours by whose hand the giver asks for its return?" Giver with a capital G. "For the time that these things are given to you, take care of them as things that belong to another, just as travelers do an inn." So here we have yet another example of Epictetus's extremism. Okay, I think we would all agree with this idea up to a point, and realizing that we shouldn't take our possessions for granted. I'm reminded of this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which I must have heard quoted elsewhere, because I'm not that fluent in Divrei Hayamim, that it's talking to Hashem and saying, "Ki mimcha hakol umiyadcha nasanu lach." From you, because from you is everything, and from your hand, from your own hand, we have given to you. That's just expressing the fact that we like to think that we have all this wealth, but really it's from Hashem. And so we're really, when we give wealth to tzedakah or for other purposes that have to do with our divine service, then it's giving Hashem back what is already his. And obviously there are many other ideas about this idea of ownership, that the earth and everything in it belongs to Hashem, that the heavens belong to Hashem, but the earth is given to man, but that's only when you recognize that God is the one who gave it to you. Lots of ideas here. Okay. So I think we in Judaism would acknowledge that, but again, it's one thing to acknowledge that about your possessions. It's another thing to say that, oh, your child died. Well, it's just been given back and you should just, let it go. I mean, maybe if you are on, well, certainly if you are, if you have, if you're in denial or a sociopath, then you would react that way. Or if it's possible, if you are on a really high level to the point where you completely accept God's will, then you'd be on the, in that way. I mean, the famous example of that is Eov, is in the book of Job, where when he finds out, that his children all died and all of his possessions were destroyed, he said, Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach, yihi shem Hashem mevorach, that Hashem has given, Hashem has taken, let the name of Hashem be blessed. But then you see later on, He continued to praise God verbally, but in his heart he had sinned. Everyone has their breaking point, and I think for most of us the breaking point will come long before this. Okay, but let's get to the saga. So the saga that brought this to mind was, I'll tell it through a Seinfeld episode. So this is on the famous episode of The Marine Biologist. And the episode begins with Jerry talking about Golden Boy. Golden Boy is his favorite t-shirt, his best one, that is the first shirt he wears out of the laundry. And he has this special attachment to it. To quote from the episode, he says, "But see, look at the collar. It's fraying. Golden Boy is slowly dying. Every wash brings him one step closer. That's what makes the t-shirt such a tragic figure." And yet it's a valiant figure. So that's Golden Boy. So I don't know how many of you have Golden Boy articles of clothing. I have a very comfortable shirt that I wear both. It doubles as pajamas and like a soft shirt for the summer. And I've had it for probably about 6 years also, and I really, I hesitate to use the word love because it's not like a, it's not like a great thing, but it's like, it's Golden Boy, it's a shirt that you have an attachment to. So I get my laundry done at the laundromat. I don't have a laundry machine at home, a washing machine. So I take it there and I drop it off and then I pick it up at the end of the day or the next day. And there have been times when articles of clothing have gotten lost. And one day in March this year, I unloaded my freshly laundered clothing and my shirt, my Golden Boy, was nowhere to be seen, And it's not like a thing where like you could just drive. I mean, obviously I'm not going to drive back and like ask them if anyone saw it. Most likely it got, caught up in someone else's laundry. The time has passed, and look, I've opened my laundry and found articles of clothing that don't belong to me also. That's what you get for having your laundry done at a laundromat, So when that first happened, like I was distraught a little bit. And then I realized like, look, that when you go to the bathhouse, you get jostled and splashed and things get stolen. And like you want, it's not only bathing that I wanted, but it was also to keep my moral character in line with nature. And I was able to genuinely part ways with Golden Boy and say like, look, I would have preferred that this didn't happen, but this is part of the cost of having your laundry done at a laundromat. It could have happened to anything, and it happened to be Golden Boy, my Golden Boy, and that was that. Okay. And then what happened was, I think that was, I'm pretty sure that was in March. And then last week, I was looking under a stack of laundry that had like white shirts that had been sitting on my radiator for a long time. And I looked under it, and like clinging between two white shirts was Golden Boy. He came back, he was resurrected. And I was happy to have it back. And so I shared this with David, with David Lichter, who I talked about it at one point before. And he asked me, he says, what was it like for you to have reconciled yourself to a loss of something and then recovered the lost object? And do you view the object differently now than before you lost it? And I responded, it felt like a gift. And then I added, which I suppose it is how it ought to have felt before I lost it. It's not like there's a law of nature which necessitates my ownership of the shirt, And that's really when this second passage from Epictetus came to mind, of like recognizing that everything that you have is just on loan to you from God, and it's not like it belongs to you, and it was given to you at one point, and it can be taken at any point. And I don't know, somehow having this like oddly lowly possession that really doesn't like matter in the grand scheme of things, but it's just like Golden Boy is the first one out of the wash that I wear every time, and having that be lost and like reconciling myself to it naturally, not by force, not artificially. Like I was apparently like it hit me at the right time that the truth of Epictetus's words was genuine. And then to find it again, it just made me realize that I should not take this shirt for granted. And now I will continue, I hope, to relate to it as something that's been on loan to me. I just get to borrow it a little while more. So that was a Stoic adventure of last week. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more to our content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. And I want to thank several people. I'm not going to name them here. I'll reach out to them privately. But several people have increased their donations, which, again, you can change your amount upper or lower, you know, higher or lower anytime you want. But I do thank you for increasing your pledges. You know, and like I said, this is what allows these podcasts to keep running. So thank you to my listeners for listening. And thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.